Anyone being born 2,000 years ago, especially in a city, a big city, there would have been a band around and lots of celebrating just as the birth of the baby was announced. Poor old mum would have been exhausted, but there was a band anyway. No band near a stable. There was no one there to celebrate, apart from, if you're listening to the reading, the angels in heaven were celebrating and singing glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth. And so we gather today to celebrate with the angels, and indeed they're with us today as we celebrate together the birth of Jesus. The extraordinary truth that God was made flesh, became a human being. So we need to light a candle today, because that's an important thing to do on this special day. And it's a white candle. All the others were purple because they were preparing us for the coming of the Messiah. Today we're going to light this one. Does anyone want to light this for me? Good man. Excellent. Well done. You're locked in, weren't you? There you go. If I take the light off there. There you go. So, Father, as we light this candle, it is a reminder that your Son, Jesus, came to be a light in the world and to dispel darkness and gloom. And we pray today that that light will shine throughout the world and throughout your servants, through each of us who are called to follow him, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All sorts of interesting events happened to bring together this holy event. Not least, of course, that Mary was with child and Joseph was willing to allow this to go through this with her. But also they had to have a census. If you had to go back to where you were born, how many of you would have to travel out of county to go back to where you were born? So, oh, that's amazing. Okay, so furthest distance, okay, Exeter. Well, that's a long way for us. What are we talking? How far have you had to go, folks?
Brazil.
I think that's probably it, don't you? Thank you. Anyone further than that? I think we've made it, don't you? The good news is, of course, that the message has gone all over the world. There are still people who do not know about Jesus, but nevertheless, the message is out there, and it has been for 2,000 years, and we are carriers of that message. So that you're all here today is great, it's wonderful, because it suggests that you know Jesus. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. So there was a census, and they had to travel a long way for this census, or it was for them in those days, on donkey or perhaps walking. A long old trot, really. And by the time they got there, you can imagine Mary, pretty heavy with child, expecting this baby, and she had to travel on a donkey. Now, I have no experience of that, except for being there pacing the corridors waiting for it to happen. But I guess that was a pretty difficult thing to achieve. But anyway, there she got to Bethlehem with Joseph. And in attendance, eventually, of course, were the shepherds who were tending their flocks. And we know the story that the angels appeared and they were fearful, actually. I suppose that makes sense, really, because it was just such an extraordinary bright light. They must have wondered what was happening, and so they got fearful. But eventually, they got the message, and they went to see where Jesus was born. And they wanted very much to be a part of this extraordinary event. And they brought themselves to the feet of our Lord, and there they committed themselves to serving him and following him. And do you know what they did? They were the first evangelists. They went out and they told other people about Jesus Christ. And that's, of course, what we're meant to be doing also. A bit later on, when you come up for a blessing or go for communion, on your way back, do look in the crib, because Jesus was safely delivered there last night as well. Just past midnight, he went in to the crib. So just now I said something important, and I said that knowing Jesus is important. So these words, know Jesus and you will know peace. That's true, I think. But know Jesus, know peace. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, and he comes into this world to bring peace into people's lives. And that's in spite of the circumstances which they find themselves in. And what he promises to do is to be with us all our lives, to actually help us in the struggles, in the sadnesses, but also to be there in the joy too. Today is very much about the joyful message of the presence of God. And one of the names of Jesus, of course, is Emmanuel, God with us. And that's great news. God is with us each and every day of our lives. But in order for it to take real effect, you need to know Jesus. I think it's really important that you get to know him. And Christmas, indeed every day of our lives, we need to know a little bit more about him. And then we get to know what peace is like. And that's his promise to each and every one of us. So know Jesus, and you get to know what true peace inside our lives is all about and what it's like. So today, as we celebrate together, hear words, sing songs together, perhaps come for communion if that's your tradition, or a blessing from God, ask him that you might know him for yourselves. And if you already know him, to know him more fully, because there is no limit to the amount of peace and hope that he can bring. Hello, you all right? Are you? Look, do you like that? So, Jesus is God's greatest gift to us all. I guess some of us have begun to unravel our presents. Have the children opened their presents yet? Yeah. What time did you wake up?
7:25.
Pardon?
7:25.
7:25, that's very exact. Thank you. Anyone else?
10 to 6.
10 to 6. Oh, poor mum and dad. There's a few more bleary eyes over here. Yes. 6:30. Are you doing all right, mum and dad? You're okay. Cool. And have you opened? You've opened the presents already? Did you save any?
No.
Job done. We haven't started yet, but that's okay. But the greatest gift that we can open of all is the one that comes wrapped in swaddling bands. Isn't that right? Jesus is, he is the reason for the season, as they say. The reason for the story that we tell and the reason for our gathering today. So I pray that you will, you can say this with me now, and all of us, know Jesus. No peace. Let us pray.